Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of PPAP Automotive Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Jain, MD and CEO of PPAP Automotive Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Jain.
Thank you, Tanvi. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Q3 and nine months financial year 2023 earnings call. I am accompanied by our CFO, Mr. Sachin Jain, and SGA, our investor relation advisor, on this call today. I hope everyone has had a chance to go through our investor presentation, which includes the strategy for making the company and the subsidiary companies stronger, resulting in higher growth going forward, along with the financial performance for the quarter and nine months ended December 31, 2022. Before we begin on our company's performance, let me talk about the overall industry scenario. The domestic automobile industry looks resilient and has delivered healthy sales volumes across segments. The passenger vehicle segment reported a sales growth of 31% on a year-on-year basis from 26.14 lakh vehicles to 34.21 lakh vehicles between April 2022 and January 2023. Sector witnessed a robust festive demand coupled with premiumization of cars. The availability of semiconductor chips is somewhat eased, and with the reopening of China, it may bounce back to normalcy going ahead. The Indian auto ancillary sector catering to domestic market will benefit due to revival in demand across segments. Healthy auto order book of OEMs augurs well for the auto component industry. Auto ancillary companies with higher aftermarket exposure can benefit from improving replacement demand and better pricing. In the recently held Auto Expo 2023, which is India's flagship automobile show, Indian automobile industry, both OEMs and auto component players, showcased their might across the business verticals. The key focus was on EV themes, wherein the industry is ready to harness the EV technology and shape the future. PPAP, being a manufacturer of battery packs, finds itself in a formidable position to capture the encouraging trends in the EV vertical. Now let me throw some light on our business model, which we have curated in the last 2 years. PPAP was established in 1978 for manufacturing custom-made extrusion products. Today, the company, along with its subsidiaries and joint venture companies, delivers value-added products to various customers in automotive and ancillary industries. The company's core competence is in developing plastic and rubber-based extrusion systems, as well as plastic injection molding systems for various industries. The company also focuses in developing high-precision plastic injection tooling. I am delighted to share that all our products are engine-agnostic, which enables PPAP to cater to all the OEMs and all of their models, irrespective of the engine specification. The company started the journey of achieving global-level excellence in 1985 with the start of automotive business. Over the years, the company strives to delight its customers in the automotive industry as well as industrial products industry. PPAP Group is poised to establish itself as a leading product solutions company in areas of its core competence. We have also set its foothold in the aftermarket business with development and sale of spare parts accessories. The business is in 100% owned subsidiary called Elpis Components. The focus is on pan-India distribution with offline and online models. We've received a robust traction for our products and our endeavor is to achieve 10% of the total revenue from this business segment in the next 2 to 3 years. With the advent of electrification, PPAP established itself as one of the leading manufacturers of lithium-ion-based battery pack solution for the two-wheeler and the three-wheeler industry. We are in the process of designing and manufacturing our battery pack, which will be in compliance with the AIS Phase II standards, and we are in the process of getting them certified by ICAT. Therefore, by the end of March, when these new regulations kick in, we will have a value-added product ready for our customer. The group has started its journey for achieving ESG standards with the objective of running the operations sustainably and responsibly. I am happy to share that our new report for sustainability has been released recently, and we will soon put it on the company's website for everyone to have a look at. Through the company's CSR activities, there is a constant focus on enriching people's lives in areas of environment, health, and education. The group supports various biodiversity parks by planting and sustaining native trees to improve the environmental conditions, which are detrimental in the NCR area. Now, let me throw some light on the financial performance and key developments. Revenue grew by 24.4% from 293.7 crores to 365.2 crores in 9 months on a year-on-year basis on account of supplying parts to newer models across OEMs for standalone PPAP. EBITDA registered a growth of 27.5% to 34.4 crores in the 9 months. EBITDA margin improved from 9.2% to 9.4% on a year-over-year basis. PAT stood at 5.6 crores in 9 months as against 1.7 crores in the previous year 9 months same period. 93.1% of the revenue is derived from the sale of parts, whereas balance is derived from sale of tools and others. Maruti Suzuki continues to be the largest customer of PPAP, and it contributes more than 40% to the overall revenues. We have begun supplying plastic extrusion and injection molding parts and rubber extrusion parts for Maruti's new models, which are Baleno CNG and Toyota's much awaited high-cross model. The company has also been awarded for quality of spare parts, appreciation and QCC qualification at national level by Honda. The capacity utilization for 9 months stood at 75%. Our aim is to improve utilization going forward to achieve operational efficiencies. On a consolidated basis, our aftermarket business continues to be profitable and continues to yield value as it is growing. On a consolidated basis, the revenue grew by 26.6% to 299.3 crores from 299.3 crores in 9 months financial year 22 to 378.8 crores in the current 9 months. Similarly, EBITDA has also increased from 26.5 crores to 35 crores. Just to summarize, the five business segments will act as growth levers for the company. The semiconductor issue again has been easing out now and will soon be seeing things completely normal. Going forward, the macroeconomic factors should be favorable, coupled with an industry growth that will enable us to take the best stride forward in capturing the market and catering to new models of all the OEMs. Thank you for your kind listening, everyone. We will be happy to answer to any questions that you may have. Over to you, Tanvi.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants present on the audio bridge who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Raj Joshi from Ace Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So my first question is, gross margin have dropped by almost 200 bps in Q3 FY23 as compared to Q2 FY23. What has led to this drop given the softening of the raw material prices?
Thank you for your question. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello, Tanvi?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, you are audible.
So, regarding the drop in the gross margin, if you see, there are some incremental tool sale in this quarter. In this quarter, we have the part sale of around 110 crores and rest is from the tooling sale. In tooling, because the tool trading part is also involved in that, so the metal cost is a bit higher if you compare with the last quarter. And in this quarter, in Q3, there is an increase in the employee cost also because we added the festival season, so there was a gift distribution of gift and extra and winter uniforms we have distributed across the plant. Further, in the south side, the new model is coming up in the south, like YFG, the new High Rider and Grand Vitara is from the south side. So we are also recruiting more manpower in that area. And so due to that, there is an increase in the manpower cost also. And other expenses side, in this quarter, we have the plant maintenance and the maintenance expenses is gone up and sales promotion has gone up. So which led to the drop in the gross margin by 400 basis points with respect to the last quarter.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So my second question is, what is the revenue mix between the plastic extrusion and the injection molding part?
It is almost 50-50%. It depends 1% here and there in every quarter.
Okay, sir. So that's it from my end.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lavanya Tomar, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity given to me to ask this question. First of all, I want to ask that what is our average realization per vehicle for our top customers such as Maruti, Honda. And the second question is that we have been very vocal about our standalone performance. However, if we see our performance at a consolidated level, we see that, you know, our performance has not been good. And, you know, I want to know that how are these JVs doing value addition to our business? And if they are not profitable at all, then why are we pursuing them? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. So regarding the average realization from the top customer for Maruti, it ranges between 2,500 to 3,000 rupees per car, Honda 6,000 to 7,500 rupees, MGI it is 6,500 rupees, Tata it is up to 1,400-1,500 rupees. This is the share. About the consolidated performance, if you see the main reason is the loss in the JV which we are having in this year. So we have also taken up with the customer regarding the price increase. So that was very quite advanced stage, but due to some abnormal situation at the customer end, it got extended. And we are quite hopeful that it we will be able to get this price compensation from the customer in this quarter. After that, the situation will turn around for the JV company. About supporting the overall group business by this JV company, if you see in this company, we produce the mainly rubber technology part. So due to that, we are able to showcase ourselves to our customer as a complete solution provider for the interior, exterior part in the rubber and plastic category. So when we go to the any customer, so like with Maruti, Honda or any customer, so we present ourselves that we have the complete range of product which they are required for their sailing system.
Do you have any further questions?
Yeah, one more question I just wanted to ask, that what percent of our revenues are coming from exports currently, and how do we see this number going ahead?
Right now, there is no export as such in company. Currently, we are supplying domestically, and the material is exported by the customer itself. Like, if we supply some CKD part to our customer, and they export it outside India. And export is also one of the area which we want to get into because it provides better margin than other thing. So that is in our radar, but right now we don't have any export.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jigar Shah from EK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so good evening. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. So I have two questions. So the first one is, in quarter three, we had undertaken maintenance work at plants. So were all the plants under maintenance? If yes, how many days there was a shutdown? The second one is, since we are supplying our products to newer models across OEMs, what is the content per vehicle, especially for Maruti and Toyota?
Yeah, thank you for your question. Regarding the maintenance, the shutdown period, it was directly linked with the customer requirement. In south side, it is linked with the Hyundai and TKML requirement, Nissan requirement. In north, it is more or less linked with the Honda and Maruti requirement. So shutdown is taken based on the customer shutdown period. It lasts 3 days to 7 days based on the linkage with the customer shutdown period. And second, as I already mentioned about the content per vehicle, so Maruti again 2,500 to 3,000 rupees, Honda 6,000 to 7,500 rupees. So that I have already informed. Yeah. Anything else?
No, no. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Hema Kothari from SK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I wanted to understand that we were supposed to receive the compensation from OEMs and revision in the prices. So have you received it from all the OEMs, including Maruti?
No, no. As I already mentioned that regarding one of the company, it is pending with the Maruti. So we yet to receive that compensation.
Oh, okay. And also, how is the demand scenario in the ground?
I think demand is strong. As is already mentioned in the opening speech by MD San that there is a handsome growth in the production and sales around 31%. So demand is there. There is no issue with the demand.
So can we now expect normalcy in terms of supply of semiconductor chips?
Yeah, we expect that. Yes.
More or less, it's quite normalized. And generally, this quarter four is supposed to be the highest quarter for the entire year. So
okay.
We're quite excited for this quarter. It should go quite strong.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Kanika Kothari from Kothari Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. So, sir, I wanted to ask that in the past, EBITDA margins have been fluctuating. So, at what levels can we see sustainable EBITDA margins going forward?
Yeah, from last one, we always maintained that the sustainable margin would be in the range of 13% to 14%. So that is our internal target, and we are working on that. There are some challenges in this year which we are facing regarding competitive price and stabilizing the plant and other customer requirement. So that says there is a pressure this year in the margins, and we are quite confident and hopeful that from next year, we will be able to have good margins along with the good top line.
Okay. And secondly, on the CAPEX front, so has the company incurred any CAPEX in Q3? Can you kind of give a color on what amount of CAPEX you will incur in FY24?
Yeah, FY24 figures, so right now I don't have. Till 9 months, we had the CAPEX of 29.8 crores. And in this quarter, we have done the CAPEX of 8.7 crore.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please enter star and one. We have a follow-up question from Lavanya Tomar from individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask that in your investor presentation, you have been mentioning again and again that in after there's a big aftermarket in car accessories such as phone holders, chargers, sockets, etc. So in my opinion, I think these are very low margin businesses. So I want to know that what is our strategy as to how we are going to gain market share in this field.
Mr. Tomar, the main business of aftermarket is for supplying of spare parts. So last year we did sales of about 10 crores. And this year the business is supposed to grow by somewhere in the range of 75% to 80%. This accessory what you're talking about, this forms a very small part of that business, which we are doing online. And now we are starting to roll out on offline distribution also. But majority of this aftermarket business is the spare parts business. Accessories business is a very small part of it.
Thank you, sir. And I just wanted to know that in coming 5 years, where do you see your company going ahead? And, you know, what will be the big changes and new products where you will be and will be the leader?
Are you talking about aftermarket business or overall business?
No, like in general, where do you see your company going ahead in next 5 years? Like, are the EBITDA margins going to be the same? Is the product mix going to be the same? Where do you see your company standing in next 5 years?
See, as we have stated in the investor PPT also, till about 3 years ago, PPAP was only focusing on the automotive products only for the OEMs. But in the last 3 years, we have established these 5 different business verticals in the company for enabling future growth of the company. So primarily automotive part business, which we will continue to grow. We are getting business from all the customers. We are trying to increase our per car business, not only from the OEM, but also at the tier one level. So that overall per car business goes up. We have our team of R&D team also, which are continuously developing new technologies, which are becoming very attractive for customers like Tata Motors and local players. Second business vertical, of course, is the aftermarket business, which you were referring to. This is another business which was not existing in our portfolio till about 2 years ago when we really started working towards it. Third is this commercial tool room, which we've established, which will focus on developing high precision value added injection molding tools for all the customers, not only for PPAP requirement, but for other requirements also. And it will focus not only on automotive industry, but on outside other kind of applications as well. The fourth business which we are focusing on for higher growth is the industrial product division. This industrial products basically means that whatever strength we have in the automotive business, which is in three core technologies, plastic extrusion, plastic injection molding, and rubber extrusion. So we want to leverage these technologies in areas outside of the automotive industry. So there we are trying to get some injection parts for machines, some profiles for the construction industry, some profiles for some special applications. And in that business, we're getting some export opportunity as well to do the business. Fifth area which we are focusing on for increasing the top line and making our company stronger is the lithium ion battery business. This year, as you must be knowing, the government launched the AIS standards. Phase 1 was implemented in December. Phase 2 is expected in March. So we are getting our products all ready for which will be completely aligned with the AIS requirements, getting them ICAT certified so that we can offer a good solution to the customer. So going forward, all these businesses are going to add a lot of value to the complete group. Last 2 to 3 years have been spent on basically laying the foundation of all these businesses, learning the nuances of these businesses. But from next year onwards, I am quite hopeful, and I'm quite positive that all these businesses will start changing the way PPAP and on a standalone basis and on a consolidated basis looks today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Anjana Shah from Shah Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity, sir. So if you could just throw some light on what is the current industry scenario in the automotive industry, considering the global slowdown that in general we're observing. So if you could enlighten on that, please.
I think the demand remains quite strong in the Indian auto industry. I think largely Indian ecosystem remains insulated from what is happening globally, apart from the rupee depreciation that is going on against the dollar. So things are quite strong on the ground. And if you go to any dealer today to buy a vehicle, I think the minimum time he's going to tell you to wait is at least 2 months. So that's a very good indicator of where what things are in the automotive industry today.
Right. So, sir, what according to you could be the growth drivers, for our company in the coming quarters?
I just explained all these growth drivers. The five businesses which we've started focusing on: aftermarket business, new models starting production for the automotive business, and the other businesses which will start shaping up. So all of these cumulatively should change the complete landscape of the group.
Sure.
The one important factor for the bottom line is this price compensation coming through. So we are quite hopeful that in this quarter, we should be getting some things sorted out. The entire consolidated performance will start looking much better.
Understood. So also, if you could tell us, what is our percentage contribution that goes to MG, Hector, and Kia?
MG Hector.
Yes.
MG Hector specifically, I don't have that data, but on a general basis, we do around 6,500 rupees worth of business for MG. That's on an average model basis.
Right.
Hector also, we do this ZS EV also. Then we are developing a couple of new projects also with them. On an average, it's about 6,500 rupees per car.
Sure, sir. That was really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I'm sorry I joined the call a little late, so you may have given this answer already. But the question is that the compensation that you're expecting to get from your OEs, has that already been negotiated, or you're still in the process of negotiating that?
No, it's already been negotiated. It's just in the final stages of approval.
Okay, so you will realize most likely that in Q4, correct? That's what we should expect.
Yes.
Okay. And my second question is that, your content per vehicle that you were earlier describing with different companies, How has it trended over the last 3-4 years? Is it coming, is it going up or is it coming down? Basically, what I'm trying to understand is that if we are losing market share with these vendors or gaining market share.
See, a couple of years back, Maruti used to be just about under 1500 rupees per car. Now we've raised it up to 2500 to somewhere 3000 rupees per vehicle. Honda, as you know, there's no, we're kind of purposely not trying to increase our business. So that has remained almost similar to what earlier level was, somewhere between 6000 and 7000. MG, like I was just telling the lady earlier, we've come up to 6500 for an average. Tata Motors, for the current models, we are at about 1400 rupees per car. But for the next models, which are supposed to line up today, this 1400 per car contribution will go up to almost 8000 rupees per vehicle. So with every customer, we are trying to develop new products. Our design engineering teams work closely with all the customers at the OEM level also and at their tier 1 level also. So both of them put together, we are trying to improve our per car contribution for any model that is launched in the market.
Understood. And lastly, what is the capacity utilization at the composite of all the plants?
Yeah, it is around 75% in this 9 months.
Okay. So, are you planning to then start expanding capacity next year, or how are you thinking about that?
About capex, because most of the facilities has been set up. So for the next few years, like 1 or 2 years in short term periods, there will be more focus in to have the balancing equipment requirement in line with the customer business requirement. So as per se, we are not focusing to expand the capacity, but it will depend based on the customer requirement, what balancing equipment we require for that.
Understood. But what is the maximum capacity you can take this 75% to? Is it 90%, 95%?
I think it will go hardly up to 90% we can do it. But then after when it reaches up to 90%, then we do certain activities, Kaizen activity to increase the utilization, to reducing the rejection levels, reducing the cycle time. So there are a lot of action the plant team takes. To improve the capacity utilization, to improve the availability of time. So without investment, we can increase the capacity.
Understood. Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipti Kotari from Kotari Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, my first question was that how much revenue does commercial tool room contribute to the overall revenue?
In this quarter, out of 124 crores, the 2 crores of revenue has been contributed by this tool room, commercial tool room.
Okay, sir. And what is your guidance for the top line and bottom line growth for FY24?
It is difficult to give you guidance right now. We are working on that. Right now, our internal team is working on the business plan. So based on that, we will be able to give some guidance in Q1. Right now, it is difficult to give. Guidance.
See, I'll tell you on an overall basis, for automotive business, we will follow the trend of the industry, which we have been doing till now. So our growth is going to be in line with what the industry growth will be. In this, in these businesses, CTR and aftermarket, next year should be a period wherein we can really exploit the investments and the fundamental things which we've done in these businesses. So they will act, next year will act as a major year for all these new focuses that we've started in the company.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That answers my question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Lavanya Tomar, from Individual Investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I wanted to know that who are our top two competitors and, you know, how are you better against them? Thank you.
We have some unlisted competitors. If you're talking about the automotive part business, there are companies like Anand Nishikawa, Cooper Standard, TG Minda. TG Minda is of course a listed entity, the parent entity is listed. Gold Seal, Sargumi. So there are a lot of competitors in each respective space. But in plastic extrusion, I'm happy to say that we command almost 85% of the complete market share for the passenger vehicle industry. Rubber side, there are a lot of contribution, a lot of competition, and because we've just entered into that that product range about under 10 years ago, so we are still a very nascent stage of about 15 odd percentage of the whole market. Injection molding space, there are a lot of competition, Motherson being I think the biggest one. There are a lot of other companies called Krishna Maruti or Machino Plastic. Machino Plastic is another listed entity. So there is a lot of competition in what we do, but our focus of global level excellence and customer delight and giving customers a good value-added technological product gives us a lot of advantage over our competition. So we are very attractive for the customer to do business with because we understand what is reliability, what is repeatability, what is good quality, what is good service, how to develop a new part, how to engineer it, how to make the tool. So we do all this in-house by ourselves. We have a tooling facility in-house, which we make the tools in-house. So all this complete solution, what we give to the customer is a very attractive proposal wherein with one company, he can get everything done. That is what makes us attractive over our competition to all these customers.
Thank you, sir. And though you have already told the realization per vehicle for various companies, however, just a suggestion that if you could include these numbers in investor presentation, that will you know help us as an investor to evaluate the results better. And last but not the least, I would like to say that you did a very commendable work during COVID times handling the whole situation, and I'm happy that our company has, you know, come through well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tomar. Really appreciate your kind words. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Jain for closing comments.
Thank you, Tanvi. Thank you, everyone, for taking time out of your busy schedules to attend the conference call today. Please feel free to approach us with any questions that you may have. In case you are in the NCR or in any region where we have a plant, we would be more than happy to show you around. Please get in touch with us or with SGA Advisors to schedule a plant visit. Last but not the least, I thank SGA Advisors and my team and the conference call chorus team for organizing everything today. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good evening.
Thank you. On behalf of PPAP Automotive Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.